As we delve deeper into Anthony Chan's photographic series, As Life Goes By, it's essential to closely examine the visual components that make this work so compelling. This series, consisting of 8 black and white photographs, offers a rich canvas for analysis, especially when considering its elements of art and principles of design. Let's start with a close observation of the artwork. What do you notice right away when you look at these images? The recurring urban alleyway serves as the backdrop, yet each photograph presents a unique slice of life. First, let's focus on line as an element of art. Lines in these photographs serve to delineate and create structure. If you look carefully, you'll notice various types of lines at play. The alleyway itself features strong, straight lines along the sides that guide the viewer's eyes directly toward the focal points, the figures moving through the space. These vertical lines create a sense of height, while horizontal lines from the pavement and edges provide stability. How do these lines guide your gaze? They draw you through the photographs, creating a pathway into the urban scenes. This use of line is not merely functional, it also evokes feelings of confinement and depth that resonate with the themes of movement and transition reflected in this series. Next, we can explore the use of space within these photographs. Each image is a calculated balance of positive and negative spaces. The alley, which takes up considerable space in each photo, contrasts with the figures that pass through it. This interaction invites viewers to ponder the role of individuals within larger urban environments. Do you feel a sense of claustrophobia in these tight spaces? Or do you find comfort in the collective journey of the city's inhabitants? The arrangement of figures varies in each frame, offering moments of solitude as well as connection. This balance of space heightens the emotional impact of the images. Viewers might feel a collective energy pulsating through the series, as if the photographs are a visual narrative of urban life. When we turn to texture, we can see how it enhances the overall atmosphere of the series. The surfaces in these photographs, such as the rough texture of the alley walls and the slickness of wet pavement, create a vivid sensory experience. You may consider how texture plays a role in evoking feelings. The rough, gritty quality of the environment contrasts sharply with the smooth textures often seen in the clothing of the figures, highlighting their humanity amidst the harshness of urban life. Such contrasts encourage you to consider the emotional landscape of the city. How do these textures contribute to your interpretation of the scenes? Does the textured environment create a sense of struggle, or does it add depth to the human experience captured in each image? Now, let's shift our focus to some principles of design to analyze how these elements interact. One prominent principle is balance. In this series, we see a deliberate asymmetrical balance. Asymmetry can create a dynamic effect, stimulating interest and inviting viewers to engage with the artwork at multiple points. The figures are often positioned off-center, drawing attention to the empty spaces around them. This imbalance contributes a feeling of movement and urgency, as if each figure is in a perpetual state of transition, reflecting life's fleeting moments. How does this sense of asymmetry affect your understanding of the scenes being portrayed? Another principle to consider is contrast. The black and white color palette itself offers a striking contrast between light areas and dark shadows. Within each photograph, you'll notice how certain figures stand out against the darker backgrounds of the alleyway, compelling focus. For instance, a person emerging from the shadows with an umbrella becomes a focal point not only through their position, but also through the visual contrast created by their silhouette against the surrounding darkness. This interplay encourages viewers to analyze what these contrasts signify. Does the light represent hope amidst the chaos of urban living? Or does it suggest moments of clarity in otherwise cluttered lives? Let's also explore how the elements of movement and repetition manifest in Chan's work. The arrangement of figures and their varying postures creates an implied flow through the photographs. They almost seem to guide you through the alleyway, as if inviting you on a journey. This creates a rhythm that mirrors the often hectic pace of city life. You might sense the pulse of the city in each frame, a reminder of the constant motion that characterizes urban existence. Likewise, this repetition of figures and movements draws attention to the mundane yet extraordinary nature of everyday life. But what does witnessing this rhythm evoke in you? Perhaps you feel an intimate connection with others sharing the same path, or a recognition of the solitary moments we all experience in crowded places. Finally, in synthesizing all these observations, we see how Chen's careful interplay of elements and principles encapsulates the complexities of urban life. The use of line, space, texture, and principles such as balance and contrast combine to create a narrative that is emotionally rich and visually captivating. The overall impact of As Life Goes By lies in its ability to prompt reflection and dialogue about our personal experiences in similar settings. Through these photographs, you are invited to engage with the deeper themes and meanings woven into the fabric of urban existence, ultimately allowing you to explore the intersections of solitude, community, and movement. The series As Life Goes By serves as a powerful reminder of the fleeting moments that often go unnoticed in our daily lives. Chen utilizes the interplay of these artistic elements and design principles to construct a narrative that evokes thought and emotion. The juxtaposition of human figures within the textures and tones of the alleyway highlights not only their individuality, but also their shared experiences in a bustling urban landscape. Each photograph captures a distinct moment, a conversation, a solitary walk, or the act of seeking shelter from rain, yet they collectively represent the broader tapestry of city life. As you step away from this visual analysis, consider the ways in which Anthony Chan's photographs resonate with you personally. What thoughts or feelings arise when you gaze upon these scenes? Do they evoke memories of your own experiences in urban environments? How do you relate to the individuals portrayed? This series is an exploration of not only the physical elements of an urban space, but also the emotional depth that resides within our shared humanity. By critically engaging with As Life Goes By, you gain insight into the intricate dynamics of urban life as captured through Chan's lens. As each photograph collectively tells a story about the transient moments of human existence, it encourages viewers to pause, reflect, and acknowledge the richness of their own lives that often parallels the hurried pace of the city. What lessons about perception, connection, and the everyday can we glean from these powerful images? The thoughtful integration of elements and principles throughout the series allows you to explore such questions deeply, enhancing both your artistic appreciation and your understanding of life's intricate rhythms.